Lucas Overby will be running for Congress against Republican David Jolly again this November. He says he'll be changing his strategy, but not his principles. Part of that is letting voters know the differences between him and David Jolly. He says his women's rights and public service activism is what sets him apart.
I did mostly rape crisis counseling, rape awareness. We worked a lot with SOAR. I was a silent producer for Vagina Monologues. I met a lot of different activist groups through there, did a lot of fundraising. I've worked more recently with CASA. I helped with the Pinellas County expansion of CASA into the gay community for one of the largest abuse areas is actually gay couple abuse, because a lot of it goes very largely unreported.
Libertarians are pitting Adrian Wiley against Rick Scott in this year's gubernatorial election. He's focusing on a 30% state budget cut, unregulated state commerce, and homestead tax exemptions.
With the Florida Interstate Commerce Act, anything that is produced, grown, fabricated in Florida, and distributed and sold in Florida will be immune from any federal regulation whatsoever. Now, we can do that. Thank you. We can do that based on the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution. The federal government only has the authority to regulate commerce between the states, not within the state. There is precedence for this. Kansas recently did it with firearms.
When asked how a 100% homestead tax exemption would affect funding for public education, Wiley says that classrooms are not getting the money.
We currently spend on K-12 education in Florida an average of $12,000 per student per year. Now, if that money were actually making it to the classroom, that would be roughly $250,000 per classroom. That's a pretty good operating budget. And on that kind of money, we wouldn't have teachers who have to go to Walmart to buy crayons.
The Libertarian candidate for Attorney General, Bill Walsifer, has different priorities.
The Attorney General also has the statutory authority under Section 16.52 to reschedule controlled substances on a controlled substance list, a Florida's list. And I will, on my first day, remove industrial hemp, which would be strains of cannabis below 0.5 THC level, from the controlled substance list, so we can have an industrial hemp business here in Florida.
He also believes in loosening Florida's agricultural regulations.
We have a lot of vacant land, a lot of vacant farmland. In the past, it was cotton, it was tobacco, it was citrus. It needs a new agri-crop, and that is going to be industrial hemp. Florida is the largest importer of hemp in the United States. It is ridiculous that we can import it, but we cannot grow it here in the Sunshine State.
Currently, there are 8 gay couples who were married in different states but who live in Florida, suing the Florida government. Walsifer says both he and the party support LGBT rights.
It's no longer constitutional, what we have here in Florida. I've been advocating that even before running, and as Attorney General, I will concede the fact that the plaintiff's case now proceeding in Miami-Dade County should be decided in favor of the plaintiff. I would not continue to defend that as our current Attorney General is.
Walsifer also supports Florida state prison reform for nonviolent crimes.
We have right now in Florida, we have nearly 50% of our prison populations for nonviolent crimes. We need to end that. We've got we got 5% of the world's population, 25% of the prison population. We can fix that. We can fix that through clemency. And it costs right now about $18,000 a year to house an inmate in Florida State Prison. We can save $400 million a year by removing 25% of those.
He says that nonviolent convicted felons contribute to Florida's unemployment.
Not only are these folks being arrested for victimless crimes, but they're not hireable after that. And with that, I also would like to ban the box on the application for Florida employees, and to the extent we can do it on a private sector. And I'm referring to the box that says, are you convicted of a felony? Because when you check that box, you're not going to get hired. And disproportionately, minorities are checking that box 1 out of 3. So there's a racial effect to that. And these are the conversations I want to have.
Other than Adrian Wiley, libertarians are not facing opponents in a primary. John Wayne Smith is also running for governor. Debates will take place at Broward College on October 15th. The general election is scheduled for November 4th. For WMNF News, I'm Crystal Farina in downtown Tampa.